USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top Fed Reserve official says the central bank is intently focused on controlling inflation. Chicago Fed President Charles Evans describing it as job one. The Fed has been raising interest rates throughout this year in a bid to tame record-high inflation. The recovery process in southwest Florida is moving along in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian. Speaking in Port Charlotte, Governor Ron DeSantis saying he has made funds available to help small businesses that were hurt by the storm, and some of the businesses that have applied for the loans will be getting awarded those today. DeSantis saying there's a major focus on restoring schools to get kids back in the classrooms as soon as possible. Wall Street giving the thumbs down to Columbus Day at the closing bell, the Dow losing 93 points to close at 29202. USA Radio News.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.